This week's parable carries a great deal of movement in just a few short sentences. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." In a way, all parables are speech as seed. The purposeful word of God is sown. It sprouts and grows mysteriously in our minds and hearts until the moment for a response comes. The movements in this particular parable resonate with a prayer practice that stems from the monastic tradition called Lectio Divina. In the days before printing, books were incredibly rare and valuable. Each one had to be handwritten on skins or parchment that in themselves took a great deal of time and labour to produce. As a result, passages from the Bible were more often heard than physically read. So like those early listeners to the word, we listen to the passage once more. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." As there are movements within the parable, so there are movements in our prayerful reception of the word. As we hear the word of God, we allow the seed to settle in the soil of our awareness, noticing any words or phrases or images that seem to draw us in some way. The word begins to sprout and grow. We reflect on these words about seeds and their growth, the way they speak to us, how they connect with where we are and how we are, how God reaches out to us through them. The stalk and then the head of grain. We share with God thoughts, feelings, hopes, desires that these words have awoken in us. And we listen to how God speaks to us. And all this is happening by night and by day, mysteriously, with our cooperation, but not something we're making happen. It's gift of God. So within this prayer, there are moments when we're active in thought, but other moments when we're in a place of nighttime rest, letting God take us deeper into what's been sown within us and is now growing unseen in our heart. And then the time for harvest comes, when what is invited of us is response. The word we receive is living and active, not just informing us, but also transforming us, insofar as we allow it and actively cooperate with it. The movement of this parable, then, echoes a way of prayerfully contemplating and responding to the scriptures. My sense is that it also suggests a way we might begin to prayerfully contemplate to the word of God sown within our daily experience. We listen to, look at, taste what has happened in our day, what we saw or thought and felt. We notice those moments that in some way touched our emotions or understanding. We reflect on these experiences, how they spoke to us, how they made a connection with where we are and how we are. We share with God thoughts, feelings, hopes, desires that these experiences have awoken. And all this happening by night and by day, mysteriously, with our cooperation, but also gift of God. Sometimes we're active, sometimes we're more passive, in a nighttime rest, letting God taking us deeper into meaning, understanding, and response. The growth of the kingdom of God within us is like this, making room to receive what God is sowing in our lives, cooperating with that inward movement, recognizing the Holy Spirit in our spirit, sensing God's invitation to us, responding, the time for harvest comes. And then this parable is a very particular word to let settle and to respond to. In a moment, I'll share my own response to it today. Before I do so, listen to the parable again. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." What settles with me today is this picture of seed that grows by day and by night, mysteriously, not knowing how. As I speak today, another lockdown is beginning. The US election is fraught with uncertainty. And at times over these last months, some of us might have felt fraught with uncertainty too. I know I have. It feels more night than day, a night of darkness where we cannot see, cannot fully comprehend, where we're not in control. If there was a novelty about the first lockdown, there's a weariness about this one. Much as we might like to make something happen or move out of this place, we must be in it, go through it. Yet within the growth of God life, as within creation, night has its necessary place. Activity, comprehension, and passivity, waiting, moving, and resting. Understanding, and trust within absence of understanding. Night belongs to the rhythm of our lives every bit as much as day. The book of Genesis describes God creating the two, night and day, the underlying rhythm of being and becoming. I don't say that God sends us COVID, or Donald Trump for that matter, but experiences that take us out of our familiar ground, beyond our management or understanding, hold within them that invitation to the darkness of trust. Rather than bluff our way out of experiences of vulnerability, we are to receive these experiences as invitations to let go to the other, to God. And in our dependence allow God to take us deeper into relationship. There is a who knows how about the growth of a seed. This year, like many of us, I've taken refuge in the garden, sowing lettuce and tomatoes and cosmos and sunflowers, never really getting over the wonder of it all. How does it happen? These small specks of unputdownable life. Jesus tasted that wonder and spoke of it. In his poem, Pied Beauty, Gerard Manley Hopkins expressed his delight in all night and day expressions within creation. All things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, speckled, who knows how, with swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle, dim. He fathers forth whose beauty is past change. Praise him. That who knows how found another expression in a poem written in more troubled times. After beating himself up for not coping with all the uncertainties and difficulties of his experience, Hopkins finds some compassion for himself. The words of Hopkins aren't easy, but you may catch his own struggle to let go of struggle. My own heart, let me have more pity on. Let me live to my sad self hereafter kind, charitable. Not live this tormented mind with this tormented mind tormenting yet. I cast for comfort. I can no more get by groping round my comfortless than blind eyes in their dark can day. Or thirst can find thirsts all in all, in all a world of wet. Soul, self, come, poor Jack Self. I do advise you, jaded, let be. Call off thoughts a while elsewhere. Leave comfort root room. Let joy sighs at God knows when, to God knows what, whose smile is not wrung, see you. Unforeseen times, rather, as skies between pine mountains, light a lovely mile. My own heart, let me have more pity on, he writes. Let me live to my sad self, hereafter kind, charitable. Leave comfort root room. Let joy sighs at God knows when to God knows what, whose smile is not wrung, see you. Unforeseen times, rather. In the end, we live not only by reaching out and taking what we need, but by gift, through the generosity of the giver. He also said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. In the darkness, whatever its cause and effects might be for you, life goes on growing, if only you can be receptive to it. You can't make light happen. It will come when it comes. And the darkness itself holds its invitation, for God dwells here too. Rest. Be receptive. As you see shoots grow, cooperate with that movement. Night and day, while you sleep and while you wake, the seed is sprouting and growing. though you may not know how. Within that darkness, God is working. There is day and there is night. When darkness falls and you cannot see your way and you cannot manage your experience, it is time to rest in God. Your feelings are likely to protest. This is an unfamiliar way. But leave comfort root room. Rather than flounder about, trying to make something happen, be the place where God is happening. Another dark place where a seed is stirring into being, unseen. Another Bethlehem. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how.